Welcome to Color Story, the podcast that explores the transformative and magical power of colors in people's lives. I'm your host, Claire Lacey, and I'm excited to bring you engaging and colorful conversations with guests who have harnessed the beauty of color in their own unique ways. In this episode, I speak with aura photographer Evelyn Salvarinas, who founded Rose Aura in September 2017. Originally from Toronto, Evelyn moved to New York City to complete a master's degree in fine art history from Sotheby's Institute. During this time, she discovered the power of aura photography at Magic Jewelry and was hooked. After moving home, Evelyn searched for someone who offered film aura photography, but no one had the right camera. Craving the healing and reflective power of readings, she set out to fill the void for herself and others. Evelyn proudly uses the film version of the AuraCam 6000 to offer portraits and readings for all of those who seek mystical guidance. Evelyn also holds a Crystal Master certification and uses a deep knowledge of the chakras to provide a unique, informative, and comfortable experience. Ultimately, Evelyn aims to help people to gain a deeper understanding of their energy and themselves. Hello, Evelyn, and welcome to Color Story.
Hi, thank you for having me.
It's so good to have you here. And I have to say, I know you because I experienced your aura photography studio.
Yes.
And fell in love immediately. I love everything to do with the whole concept, and I'm interested to hear how it evolved and how it came to being in your life.
Well, I lived in New York previously, so I went to school for art history, and I was doing my master's in New York City, and there was a store that had an aura camera pretty close to where I used to live. So anytime I would feel anything at all, I would go take an aura photo and see what it looked like. Like, I took one after having a fight. I took one after giving in my 2 weeks notice at my job. Like, I was just taking them whenever I would, after I filed my taxes, and they were always kind of different. They were always reflective of what was going on. And I was really interested in how I interacted with them and how they like made me pause and reflect on my life. So I moved back to Toronto a couple of years later and was looking for somewhere to do aura photography. I'd lived in Toronto now, like, who was going to take my picture? I really wanted to see what it looked like now that I was back home. But nobody had the right technology. So I decided maybe this is something that I could potentially do. And I started doing it. And it was just about 6 years ago that I've been taking people's aura photos and working with aura photography. And in that, been working more and like understanding more about color itself and kind of like the idea behind it and the relations behind like color in the body, color in like the auric body, color in our world, color in our like individual kind of like lifestyle choices. And so it's been really interesting for me to kind of work on that aspect as well.
It's so fascinating how so many things are connected. And with just the 10-second snapshot, you're able to get so much information.
It's all connected. Yeah. It's all connected. So it really like, yeah, it helps you see more about yourself. It helps you understand more about yourself. And we really like, we know generally what's going on, but it helps for us to visualize it and to see something reflected back in ourselves that we feel, to have a stranger kind of tell us like, hey, this is what this means, and this is what this means, and this is related to this over here. It just kind of puts things into a bit more perspective.
Mm-hmm. And what I love to hear also is how often you take aura photos of yourself and how quickly it can shift.
So it can, and at the same time, it also can't. So it just like, it depends on you. It depends on what's going on. I take them pretty much every time I set up just to make sure that everything's functioning correctly and there's like no issues with the camera. So I need to take like a first kind of shot to see what's going on. But in that, I've also kind of seen my own growth over the years. I used to be very, very, very red, like exclusively red, and I couldn't really get out of that. There were a couple times where I was green. There was a couple times where I was orange, where I was pink, but very much like in the physical body. And for the past, I'd say, year or so, I've been very much like up in my like blues and violets. So it's been interesting to kind of see that shift kind of over years with myself. And then it's also interesting to see like year to year, we are so connected to everything. So like in the springtime, people go really green, or in the winter, people go really red. So there's like different kind of themes for seasons. There's different themes for like pre-COVID to what's going on now. Like there's trends energetically that connect to color that like we can actually see with color in terms of these aura photos that are cool to kind of like map out.
That's an interesting way of looking at it, almost as like a study of human emotion, also.
Yeah, and like we connect to each other too, right? So like collectively we can be feeling things. Yeah, like in the winter, let's say like our spines are more condensed, we're colder, especially here in Canada. So people tend to be a lot more red as they're kind of like pushing forward and keeping their energy a little bit closer and smaller. Whereas in the spring, like when everything goes green around us, like the trees go green, the grass starts to grow, we go green as well with like new possibilities and new options, and we're growing and we're expanding. And it's cool to see those trends as well.
Well, could you talk briefly a little bit about the mechanics of how the aura is captured and how the color is connected to each chakra?
Yeah, so the way that the camera works is that it's connected to two hand sensors, and the sensors, you put your hands on the sensors, it takes about 10 seconds, and then it shows a printed photo in film. So basically, your hands connect to your organs, and when you put your hands on the sensors, they send the information to the camera, and it shows up in what is active and open in terms of your chakras. Each chakra, so there are many, many chakras. There are more than the traditional seven chakras, but in this case we work with seven chakras, technically eight, if you count the white higher crown chakra. But if you take a look at each chakra, they're connected to different organs in the body, different locations in the body, and then they're also connected to colors, they're connected to foods, they're connected to seasons, like they're just connected to different energies. So at the very base of your spine, we have your root chakra, which is red. It is powerful, it is your vitality, it's your sense of self, it's your stability, it's your grounding life force. But it does also have a secondary color, which is black. And so if you get a more muted red, or let's say it's really, really deep, it could mean that the person is maybe tired, they might be anxious, they might be dealing with some anger. So there's different sides to each chakra as well. You have your orange navel chakra, which is located 2 fingers below your belly button. It is your creativities, your passions, your desires, and your confidence, but it's also where your emotions are stored. So it can also show some emotional energy as well. Then we have your solar plexus located between your belly button and your heart. It's yellow, and it can be your humor, your fun, your positivity, your glasses half full energy, but it also can show like a physical energy of getting things done. So a lot of determination, a lot of ambition. Then we have your green heart chakra, which is located at your heart center. It can mean the most because it's centrally located. So it could be love and forgiveness, focus on career, change and growth, leading with love. But it could also be a boundary as well. So there are kind of different ways to read it. Then we have your light blue throat chakra, which is your communication, speaking the truth and hearing the truth. We have your indigo brow chakra, which is your intuition, your third eye, and your sixth sense. And then we have your crown chakra, which is your spiritual connection. So your understanding that everything is connected, because everything is made of energy. But again, everything can mean more than just one thing. So these are like general understandings and general rules of thumb. But when you actually look at each individual photo, where the color appears in the photo means something different. And also the intensity of the color can mean something different as well. So after we take your aura photo, we go into a reading which talks about what colors are where and what that means for your past, for your future, for your current energy. And of course, that's just how you feel about those things. It's not predicting anything about the future. It's just your interpretation of what you know is coming and what you felt in the past.
That's so fascinating. It's just something I would love to see all the photos you take and ask you, did you know this is what it would show up as? Like, do you know at this point when you see someone that you've experienced this enough that you could say, I knew they were going to be yellow? Like, I just knew it.
I mean, most people that come in are strangers. I'm meeting them for the first time. So if I do have clients that have been coming to me for several years, and it's really exciting for me to like see them come back and see where they were a couple of months or weeks or however long the time has been ago to where we're at now. But in terms of somebody kind of walking in and I've never met them before, I put a boundary up and I don't really make assumptions on what I think somebody's going to be or how I think that they're going to be showing up because I have no idea how that person's walking in. They could have had a really like bad interaction right before they walked in the door. They could have had an amazing interaction right before they walked in the door, a really stressful week, a really great week. Like, who knows what's been going on? So in general, I like to kind of put a boundary up and like just translate the photo for them rather than trying to guess or maybe influence their energy. The most that I will do is if I notice somebody is a little bit anxious or a little bit nervous, I'll give them extra time to breathe. But breathing is really important to kind of like the process where you get in, you kind of take a breath, you slow down, and really kind of like settle in. And that really helps to get comfortable and kind of like get into yourself rather than coming in like an anxious or like a flustered state. That's what's going to show, right? It's going to show anxiety. It's going to show that you're a little bit stressed. It's going to show all of these things. So we really want to kind of like center the body before we take the photo as well.
And I think that's something you did with me. Just like take a breath. Because I think I'm worried about like, am I gonna do this wrong? Like, I've never done this before. Okay.
And most people are because you don't know how it's going to look. You don't know what to expect. If you don't know much about the chakras, some people will come in like hoping for specific colors, but again, it's dependent on what's going on. So maybe at another period, those colors would show up. Maybe they did show up, but it just depends on like you in that moment. And it's really the moment that you put your hands on the sensors. It could change in 5 minutes, it could change in 5 hours. So the word chakra translates to wheel or disc from Sanskrit. And so it means that each of those kind of centers of energy are spinning wheels of energy. And so at any given point, some are spinning greater, some are spinning smaller. But because they're always kind of flowing and growing and shrinking and changing, it means your aura is constantly changing. So what we're doing in that photo is really taking a look at, in the moment that you put your hands on the sensors, what does it look like? What areas are strong when you're feeling these things, when you're kind of experiencing these emotions, like what does that look like? And that helps you understand a little bit more about yourself. It helps you understand a little bit more about the energy that you put out. And it's nice to kind of like have a tangible way to see that in terms of color.
Well, what I found as a result of it when we did the photo session with you was, at least in the moment for the snapshot, I got roughly three colors that are the ones that I tend to draw myself towards the most, which I guess didn't surprise me, but it's just sort of like a reminder of something I already knew about myself, but in a physical form.
Totally. And like, it's interesting to pay attention to the colors that we are drawn to as well. So, the colors that you are drawn to are likely things that you either have in your energy or things that you might need in your energy. And also think about the colors that repel you. So, what don't you like at all? Like, that's likely something that you definitely need in your energy. So, it's something to think about, especially if you have any aversions to specific colors, like thinking about what those colors represent, what areas of the body do they represent? And kind of seeing, okay, like what is my block with this color? Like, how can I
Yeah.
invite that into my life a little bit more? Because ideally, what we want is to be everything. We want to have full rainbow from the base of your spine to the top of your head for everything to be flowing in alignment. And that's the rarest thing I see, because it's very rare for someone to be kind of fully aligned and walk in and all aligned all the time. Like we're humans, right? We're
Yeah.
either we're dealing with things, like there's lots going on. So rainbow is kind of what we aspire to be, but what's interesting is that we're all of it. We're all of it all at once. And so just kind of seeing where you're at helps you see where you need a little bit of extra love as well.
And I was wondering that before you even said this, just how frequent that is to even see in your line of work. And it sounds like if you were to run into that, I think I'd want to get to know that person more. It's like, what's your secret?
Well, it's really interesting. Like, I mean, you can be rainbow on like two ends of the spectrum. So, like, there's one end where you can be feeling really like incredible and amazing and in alignment. And that usually comes with like a lot of meditation, a lot of rest, but really meditation, breath work, those things are really key. The other way that you can be a rainbow is if you're also feeling incredibly sad, and like that's kind of the easiest way to think about it. But it's when you're feeling the most. So I've taken like a photo of myself and I've surprised myself by feeling being a perfect rainbow, but like I took the photo as I was crying
Oh,
and
wow.
I was like, okay, let me like noodle around with this and think about like what does this actually mean? And it's like everything made sense in the photo, but I was feeling so much stuff. So it showed everything all at once. So there's different ways to be. I mean, ideally we want to be a rainbow. We want to be feeling the most. We want to be in alignment. But I have also been in alignment when, let's say, I didn't necessarily think that I felt the best, but you're feeling the most.
So it's sort of just like a heightened sense of some
It's
one.
everything. Like nothing's blocked, everything's open.
Yeah. Wow. But also, when it comes to rainbows, they only come out when it's raining. So
Right
I guess
after
like
the
it's,
storm, so like
yeah.
it makes sense. But like in terms of meditation, like I've seen a lot of people really align themselves through meditation, and that's kind of a different rainbow. It's a more, I don't say more organized rainbow, but everything is more just falls into alignment.
Maybe more structured, calm version.
Yeah.
Fascinating. I know you also work with crystals and you have a crystal master certification. And to me, I see that as a color experience as well, with crystals having different meanings as colors and vibration
Definitely.
and I've heard some people can even hear their vibrations or feel them. And I'm curious what your experience using them is like.
Well, crystals also kind of fall under the same like color theory of the chakras. So the crystals that have the same or similar colors to the chakras will be influential over those chakras. And so really when you think about your chakras, like those centers of energy and the colors that pertain to them, like anything that falls within that color is going to be is going to be helpful for that chakra, right? So I've done like I sell crystals, I do a lot of work with crystals. I love crystals. And like I have a lot of crystals around my space always. I'm always kind of holding on to some of them. But the way that I like to not diagnose crystals, but kind of like help with crystals is by looking at your aura first and then seeing, okay, what area is strong? We've got that covered. What areas, what chakras need a little bit of extra love, need a little bit of extra kind of opening. And then I would be recommending crystals that go with those chakras, with go with what needs to be opened a little bit more. So they can really help balance you. They can really help align you in terms of like their vibration, in terms of their energy. Like it's just so incredible that they are like formed from our earth and we have just these amazing structures like of Earth that hold vibration that we can interact with and that interact with us and that have been here for so long and will continue to be here after we're gone. Like it's such an amazing idea to me. Like I love crystals so much, but they can like their frequency, their vibration, and then the color that they're associated with can really influence and affect us as human beings as well.
I love that you said that about the earth because to me, I almost see it as like the earth is providing the tools to heal ourselves with.
Yeah, like there's just so much in our earth that is so incredible and so amazing. And it's just like you said, like you can pull these things out of the earth and like they can help people. Like they can just, it's wonderful. And just being around them can, let's say, calm people down or excite people or get people motivated or protect somebody or like feeling protection and like feeling grounded. Like there's just so much that we can benefit and we can gain from like interacting with crystals.
And I think I probably don't have a large of a collection as you, but I do like to have them with me, like throw them in my backpack, my purse, and have them by my bedside so that they're sort of always with me, whether I can see them or not. So I like to think that frequency is still there,
A hundred
regardless.
percent. And it also depends on like what shape your crystal is as well. So if you have, let's say, a cluster, which is where like all of the points are kind of pointing all over the room, that's going to direct the energy all over the room versus a tower, which is just like one point that's going to direct the energy right out of the tower, out of the top, versus something that has a smoother surface is going to kind of emanate that energy like around it. So yeah, if you have, let's say, a cluster in a room, like it's doing its thing, like it's kind of elevating the frequency of that room. Or let's say you have, like I have by my door, by my like modem, I have a lot of like grounding and protective stones, kind of like protect energy from outside, protect energy from like the EMF that's around the house. So there's like different uses for them as well.
I know, I think I was told recently to put one by the computer, so putting it by the modem makes perfect sense.
Yeah, so you can do like shungite, you can do obsidian, but shungite's going to be better for kind of like absorbing that EMF.
I will look into
Right?
that.
Like there you can use them for anything.
Well, I have another question for you before we wrap up, and that is, how would you tell listeners to embrace color in their lives for the better?
Well, I would say just start thinking about it a little bit more. Like we are generally not as active in terms of like the colors that we're choosing or the colors that we like or we don't like. Like we have, let's say, preferences, but we don't really do anything further than that. So let's say you have a color that you really like, and really like love to have around, like try to find little ways to have it around, whether it be like a pen or a keychain or a notebook, or the clothing that you wear. And then conversely, like the colors that you are not into and you're not feeling, think about why and think about like take a look into the chakra that it's connected to, take a look into what that color represents, and just think about kind of what that means for you, and if that means that there are any areas that you need to be working on, if there's anything that you need to be kind of like thinking about, but don't be afraid to include that color in your space. And don't be afraid, like you might be surprised as to how it positively impacts you or how it affects or influences kind of how you are flowing and how like the energy that you're giving off. So don't be afraid to embrace color, like really think about the colors that you like, but also really think about the colors that you don't like and be prepared to kind of embrace those as well. Because I like ultimately, we're everything. We're all of the colors all at once and they're all inside of us. And so ultimately, embracing all of them is going to be impactful in terms of like embracing ourselves.
Thank you so much. And
Thank you.
thank you so much for being on Color Story and sharing your wisdom about color.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for joining me on Color Story today. And if anything, this is a reminder that you can be anything and everything all at once. Your support and engagement mean a lot, and I'm grateful for your listening ears. I love sharing stories about color and because of color, and I aim to awaken your love of color, add lightness, and maybe even spark some ideas that bring joy to your day-to-day life. Please take a moment to subscribe, rate, and review Color Story on your favorite platform. And if you know someone who loves exploring the spectrum of color, don't forget to share this with them too. I'm always eager to hear your thoughts and ideas on what to discuss next. Let's keep the conversation going over on Instagram at Classic Claire Colors and on Twitter at ClaireNFT. And to wrap up today's episode, I want to remind you to ask yourself what you're doing today to make it more colorful for yourself or someone else too.